The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 6. Gabriel explains in Daniel 9 what he omitted in Chapter 8. As we have seen, the charge had been given to Gabriel to make Daniel understand the vision, verse 16. But in the last verse of the chapter, we learn that none understood the vision. This must refer particularly to the 2300 days and to the sanctuary, as the other parts of the vision had been clearly explained. But in the first verse of chapter 10, he informs us that a thing was revealed to him, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. Hence it is evident that between chapters 8 and 10, he must have obtained the desired understanding of the time. In other words, the explanation must be found in chapter 9. Daniel 9 commences with the earnest, importunate prayer of the prophet, from the reading of which it is evident that he had so far misunderstood the vision of chapter 8, that he concluded that the 2300 days of treading underfoot the sanctuary would terminate with the 70 years desolation of the city and sanctuary predicted by Jeremiah. Compare verses 1 and 2 with verses 16 and 17. The man Gabriel is now sent to undeceive him and to complete the explanation of the vision. "While I was speaking in prayer," says Daniel, "even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning," here he cites us back to chapter 8, verses 15 and 16, "being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, 'O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision.'" Verses 21 to 23. Note these facts. Number 1. In verse 21, Daniel cites us to the vision of chapter 8. Number 2. In verse 22, Gabriel states that he had come to give Daniel skill and understanding. This being the object of Gabriel's mission, Daniel, who at the close of chapter 8 did not understand the vision, may, ere Gabriel leaves him, fully understand its import. Number 3. As Daniel testifies at the close of chapter 8 that none understood the vision, it is certain that the charge given to Gabriel, "make this man to understand the vision," still rested upon him. Hence it is that he tells Daniel, "I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding," and in verse 23 commands him to understand the matter and to consider the vision. This is undeniable proof that Gabriel's mission in chapter 9 was for the purpose of explaining what he omitted in chapter 8. If any ask further evidence, the fact that Gabriel proceeds to explain the very point in question most fully meets the request. That he does this, we will now show.